Progressive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. The list goes on and on, doesn't it? Seems like every time we turn on the TV, there's always some new somebody talking about something about our health. And what's right? Does cancer, or does broccoli cause cancer, or does it help cancer? You know, is it better to eat fried chicken or baked chicken? Well, I think we know the answer to that one. But at the end of the day, what is it? Common sense for what we do. Common sense. And really, health is common sense. And that's what we want to help you do on this show. We want to help you get well, stay well, and live well. But, you know, the reality is you have to make decisions based on where you want to go. You want to make radical changes, you're going to get radical results with your health. At the end of the day, realize this. Choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow. And we can. We can have great health. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're making the right choices, that you're educated, that you understand that the things you eat every single day are going to make a difference, that getting proper rest is going to make a difference, getting blood work done by your physician every 6 months to monitor your body is a great thing that will make a difference. I mean, there's a lot of different, what we call the seven health prescriptions that will kind of lead you and guide you, the common sense principles, really, more than anything, help you achieve optimal health. So understanding that, you can go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about finding optimal health. Alzheimer's has been a real big topic. And memory and really just brain chemistry issues within healthcare has been a big topic. And they're saying now that the short-term memory loss that we'll see at some points in our life might be an early predictor of Alzheimer's. And just so you know, right now, Alzheimer's is an all-time high. We've never seen so many diagnoses of Alzheimer's than we're seeing right now. With mild cognitive impairment, now it's marked by the short-term memory loss. An article on Health Day says that Spanish researchers looked at 116 people with mild cognitive impairment who developed Alzheimer's disease within 2 years. And 204 patients with the condition who didn't develop Alzheimer's, and 197 people with no cognitive problems. Mild cognitive impairment is usually marked by difficulties with short-term memory, such as losing your train of thought repeatedly or having trouble remembering what you did yesterday. And you might begin to demonstrate uncharacteristic poor judgment or have trouble finding your way around familiar places. And some people, like, where's my key? Where did I park my car? You have those kind of senior moments, as they call them. But at the end of the day, what's really happening is you're losing acetylcholine. And acetylcholine is one of the top brain chemicals. It's because we're nutrient deficient. It's one of the main reasons. It's not just genetics. It's not just old age. It's that literally we're nutrient deficient and we're having a hard time actually finding and getting it where it needs to be, because we're not eating the right kind of foods. And so there's certain foods that can help with acetylcholine, just so you know. It can help raise acetylcholine levels in the brain. And a lot of the foods that we eat every single day, but a lot of them that we probably stay away from. So a lot of the processed foods out there really are going to be robbing your body of the nutrients that you need. And certain foods like eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, yogurt, those are all very good. Now, of course, let's talk about that for a minute. Eggs, of course, you want to do organic as much as you can. It's only about a dollar more, $1.50 maybe, to go with the organic eggs. And that plays a big role. People say, well, does it really matter? Yeah, it does. Because you've got hormone-free, antibiotic-free chickens that are laying the eggs. And then, of course, remember, whatever you put inside your body becomes your body. So the raw materials that you put inside your body, that's all the body can use. to make this happen. So you're getting good healthy fats, good lean quality proteins out of the eggs. Beef, grass-fed, hormone-free, of course, is the way to go. Nuts, all the almonds, walnuts, cashews, just incredible for overall health. Cheese, all of the raw milk cheeses that they have now, a little bit more expensive, but incredibly healthy for you. Goat's milk yogurt, I'm a big fan. Goat's milk yogurt plays a big role in our overall health and is the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. So all of those can be helpful in raising acetylcholine levels naturally. And people always look for supplements to change them. And I'm really not a big fan. I'm really more about getting into whole foods and letting food be our best medicine. Let food get in and make the biggest difference in our overall health. So when you're dealing with short-term memory loss, and maybe you're in your 40s and you're starting to think, well, I can't remember what I did yesterday. And I ask people all the time, what did you eat yesterday? And they sit there and go, I can't remember. And that makes a big difference. So not only do you want to train your brain by doing the little crossword puzzles and Sudoku or however you say that, and, you know, reading and stimulating your mind that way, you have to also provide good nutrition. And just so you know, one of the biggest robbers of acetylcholine for the brain is coffee. Coffee will deplete your acetylcholine levels. I know. Oh, my goodness, don't carry away my coffee. Don't take it away. I'm not trying to take it away, but I probably would tailor it down. Tell people, if you love coffee, it's not bad because it's got some good benefits. Like for guys, it's really good for your prostate, and it's really good for, believe it or not, vessel integrity. It can be very helpful for your blood vessels, help strengthen the blood vessels. But again, too much of a good thing can be bad too. So you might want to limit it to maybe doing it on the weekends instead of a Monday through Friday thing where you drink. I talked to one lady the other day who drank 8 cups of coffee in the morning. 8 just to get going. I'm like, really? 8. And it's because your adrenals are worn out. Adrenals are fried. That's okay. And you just have to come off the coffee, switch over to green tea, start working on building up your adrenal glands, which take about 6 months from that, typically. Vitamin C, vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, which can help also replace the deficiencies. It can help. Larry, you're on with us next. Hi, Larry. Welcome to the show.
Yes. My question is about blood pressure. I got my second chemotherapy today for cancer. They're not real big on you taking supplements because they say if you feed the body, you'll actually probably be feeding the cancer as well. I take a good vitamin and mineral from Garden of Life. But my question is, I've had hypertension since I was a young kid of about 10 years old. I'm 63. I don't drink or smoke, and I'm active. I wonder if you could give me 4 or 5 things that I could eat that would really make a difference on that blood pressure.
Well, from the blood pressure perspective, first let me ask her, what medicine are you taking for the blood pressure?
You know, I thought you might ask me that. I should have went out. It's in the car because I took it to the doctor today, the oncologist. I don't think there's any diuretics. I think they're all. I'm taking 3 fairly strong. I think they're like beta blockers.
Okay.
But still, it's an issue. And I've had it. And when I was an athlete, I did wrestling, football, and track, and I was lean. And even then, my blood pressure was elevated. So I've been on stuff for years. But I really would like to get after that with some good foods that you suggest.
Okay. Well, the reality is that when you're dealing with cancer, first of all, and you're dealing with high blood pressure at the same time, you've got to focus on foods that will reduce inflammation. And I can tell you that your oncologist is going to need to guide you without a shadow of a doubt. And if they're not helping you from a nutritional perspective, sometimes a registered dietitian, they have some that are board certified in oncology. They've got really good expertise in that. And that will be helpful. I can take from a general sense that reducing inflammation in the body is good for building the immune system so your body can fight. It's also good for blood pressure. Exercise is good too. Rebounding is very good. But I'll tell you what, we'll get into a little bit more detail about cancer, also about blood pressure together, and some natural methods when we come out of this break.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Mineral. Let's hear about H2O Mineral customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the my pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going into the break, talk with Larry. Larry's been dealing with cancer, going through some chemotherapy, and also high blood pressure. And I guess the question is, what do you do? What are some things you can eat? What are some lifestyle choices that you can make as you're going through treatment so that your body doesn't respond in the way it has? Because evidently the chemo, you know, it's tough on the body. No doubt about it. We all know that. It's tough. But you got to make strong changes in your lifestyle. So rather than me giving you some pointers, let me start with this. Okay, let's refine what you already are doing. Did your oncologist or any of the team that you're working with give you, say, an eating plan or give you any kind of lifestyle plan as you're going through this?
Yeah, they gave me some fairly general information, but he's not, I can tell this guy's not real big on the diet thing. And today when I told him I was taking this good vitamin, he said, well, Don't take more than just a daily out. He says, I don't want you feeding the cancer while you're feeding your body. So I understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to kill the cancer before he kills me. So
yeah. No, the mindset is right. The oncologist, it's, believe it or not, it's a really good field. A lot of natural guys, I'm kind of in the middle because I'm a big fan of natural medicine and natural health care kind of, but I'm also a big fan of traditional as well. So here's the deal. When you're going through something like that and your body's responding, like with blood pressure and whatnot, and I'm assuming, did you have blood pressure before this or it's happened during the treatment?
No, I've had it my whole life, guy. I've had it since I was 10 years old.
Okay, so it's been a lifelong deal. Okay, here's the deal. Are you overweight right now?
You know, I am somewhat. I'm not really fat because I'm quite muscular, but I am about 225. I'm only 5'11".
Okay, but just more muscular.
190.
Yeah, more muscular than anything.
190. So.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. Well, here's the deal. First things first is, you know, and make sure, just let me kind of make a statement here, is that you want to run all this by your oncologist. They need to know every little detail because, man, the chemotherapy drugs, it's no joke. And he's right. I mean, it's fine tooth comb with what you do. But your diet, there's nothing wrong with working on dietary changes. And I do recommend, literally, I really do recommend working with an RD because they've got this new board certification that RDs are taking now for oncology, and it's really a great training program. And I would trust what they say. I think they would give you good information, and probably they've got some hooked up with wherever you're doing your chemo. That would be a good thought. All right. So just look into that for me. But I'll tell you, inflammatory foods, that's where it's at. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about that. I talk about foods that bring health to the body, foods that literally will take health out of the body. A lot of the processed foods are things you want to probably not really be a big fan of. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the flour-based foods are something to be really cautious of. And a lot of research on that, too. And, you know, research will tell you that for blood pressure and all these sorts of things, you know, exercise is big, but from a dietary perspective, all the healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s, 9s, cod liver oil, fish oil, all have great benefits. And all the green leafy vegetables, man, there's so many antioxidants in those. Like broccoli, for example, has sulforaphane. And sulforaphane has been, they call it broccoli seed extract, but the sulforaphane is a chemical component that has actually been shown and proven in research and studies to be great for overall support of the immune system when somebody's going through chemotherapy. So, you got to be careful because, again, only oncologists can guide you. Like, a lot of vitamin C is really good, too. But a lot of times you can't take vitamin C with chemotherapy because, you know, again, it interferes. As far as blood pressure goes, I wouldn't really focus. I mean, if you're asking my thoughts on it, exercise would be your biggest tool for blood pressure because, again, so much focus right now is on the cancer that you really don't need to be focused at all my personal thoughts on blood pressure. And that's probably what the oncologist is going to tell you. The medications will manage, and especially if it's been something you've been dealing with since you were 10. You know, you probably want to be careful with that and stick with one thing at a time. The diet is going to be the key, though. That is the one thing you can control. You know what I mean? It's kind of like your body's gotten to a place where there's cancer there. Okay? So the one thing, and you can't control that. That is what it is. It's where the body is. There's genetic factors. There's lifestyle factors, toxins that have happened over the years. And here's where you are. So the one thing you can control are the foods that you put in your body every single day, your positive attitude, which does play a role, believe it or not. It's not pie in the sky, and it's not cheesy. It really is true. It's been proven. Harvard's done plenty of studies on it and how our mind plays a big role. Your diet's a key. Exercise, rest, stress management. Seriously, all of those play a huge role in your blood pressure, in your immune system, how your body functions, all of it. And so making sure that your body functions at a high level, making sure that you function mentally at a high level right now is going to play a big role. And you can. The one thing, if you want to ask my biggest opinion, you said you want like five things that will matter. Here's my five things. You want five, eat an anti-inflammatory diet, number one. Number two is drink half your body weight in ounces of water. These are all, and I'm not telling you this is like the gold standard, but these are some basic lifestyle factors that your oncologist, you run by him, guarantee you he's going to say, you know what, that's good wisdom. And you make sure. Water, plenty of water, exercise, as long as they say it's okay and your energy level's okay, and eating plenty of the healthy fats and making sure that you make that a part of your diet, okay, because healthy fats are going to build the immune system as well, and then getting rest. Seriously, the rest is a key. Plenty of rest, so important when your body, when you're under a fight, when you're in a fight like you are right now, you want to make sure you rest. So many studies are out there right now that talk about stress management, people that are dealing with cancer, because the more you rest, the more you allow your body to fight. But yet at the same time, making sure that you have plenty of energy from, you know, in exercise, plenty of, because as I say, the chemotherapy is going in and it's killing all the cells. Unfortunately, it's killing the good and the bad, but he wants to preserve as much of the good as he can. But you want to do as much you can to keep that immune system strong, so there's some maintenance there for the good cells. It's a balancing act. As far as nutrients, supplements, and all that go, you don't really want to... I agree with him in a way that you don't really want to be cranking a million supplements, but you want to get a lot from your food right now and the good choices that you can make because of the fine line balance that goes on with the chemotherapy and those drugs. So keep doing your research, but keep everything more of a common sense approach as you're going through that. Now, when the chemotherapy is over, that's when you get the advice that you're looking for and then hit it hard on the rebound. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out on the web. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health really is your greatest wealth. And remember, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we lifestyled our way into a certain or particular health challenge. But the good news is, if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well. And that's what we want to help you do on this show. Get well, stay well, and live well. To go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Let's kick it off now and go with Shirley. Hi, Shirley. Welcome to the show.
Hi. One of my main concerns are poor blood circulation. And I've been having, like, this problem with my ankles swelling. And I would like to know, you know, what could I do to prevent this from happening?
So your ankles, are they both swelling or just one?
It's both of them. I was actually, I went to my primary care doctor, and he didn't diagnose me with high blood pressure, but, you know, he was kind of telling me, you know, I don't want you to, you know, get to have a stroke or anything at the age you are. I'm actually 36 now, and
well, you're just a spring chicken.
Yes, and I haven't been diagnosed with high blood pressure, but it just, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I mean, I try to eat healthy, and I was listening last night where he was speaking that, you know, people saying that it's tradition that you, like, Uncle Bob or Aunt Sue had it, or I'm having it. I don't want to be in that category because it's real heavy in my family.
Well, and you don't have to be. Now, if you have heart disease in your family or cancer or diabetes, then we have that link. We have a genetic link that can be there, but it doesn't have to be our destiny. So, you know, it all comes down to the choices we make every single day. So if you've got some swelling in the ankles and the legs, then, you know, of course, that can be a definite precursor to some form of heart disease. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to make some decisions. Now, what medicine did they put you on?
It was a, I really don't have my medicine right here with me on hand. It's a small little pill, and it, like, sent me to the restroom where I'm constantly urinating. So
I'm with you. That's a pill on a diuretic. So at the end of the day, you want to know what can you do to not have to do that. You want to know what can you do to live a healthy lifestyle, and you want to know what needs to happen so that your heart can stay healthy and you don't fall into that category of someone that is on some form of heart-related medication for the rest of their life, right?
Right.
No? Okay, good. So talk to me. Let's start first. How much weight do you need to lose, or do you need to lose weight?
Right now I'm at like 200 and probably 56 pounds. And I want to get my weight down.
How tall are you?
5'7".
Oh, my. Okay. So you need to lose, at least 80 pounds.
Yeah. A lot of my friends, they look at me like, you're tall. You don't even look like you were 250-something pounds.
Yeah, but at
5'7". I can feel it on my stomach. I can just, I want to get rid of this stomach. I just need to know, like, a proper diet and just what I need to do.
Well, the first thing is, you know this is not going to be easy, right?
Yes.
You know you have to work.
Yes,
and
sir.
The question that I ask everyone, if you really want to go down this path, is, do you want to get well?
Yes.
All right, then the second question of that is really, is are you willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it's going to be?
Yes, I am.
All right, then if you're in that place, here's the deal. First thing's got to happen when you're going through something like this. My seven recommendations, or my seven thoughts, or seven prescriptions, as we call them, really line up with starting from A to Z. My book, Empowering Your Health, is really a good guide for what to do. If you don't know really where to start, I think it's a great way to go, and you can pick that up at empoweringyourhealth.com. And it really is a good guide, not just because I wrote it, but it combines a lot of the common sense approach that's out there from a lot of different mindsets, and will take you from where you are to where you need to be. So here's the deal. First things first, you got to change what you're eating. Eating is what got you into gaining weight and got you overweight over a long period of time. So changing your mindset, changing the way you eat, is really the key. And that's the first thing that has to happen. So going through your cupboard, pretty much radically changing everything is going to be the first and foremost thing. So your diet would be pretty much three meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. And that's what a lot of dietitians and nutritionists are recommending today in their standard protocols. And it's pretty simple. You're staying away from a lot of the starchy carbohydrates, and you're looking more toward, you know, bread. You're staying away from the breads, the pasta, cereal, crackers, and you look more toward the lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, the low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, because that's not going to affect your blood sugar as much. And if you don't affect the blood sugar that much, then you're not going to store a lot of body fat based on eating too much sugar. And that comes from carbohydrates. And the healthy fats come from almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. And the healthy fats are so important because they help regulate blood sugar. They also help regulate your hormones. And as you know, hormones are key in the overall health situation, especially when you're dealing with losing weight. A lot of people think fat's going to make them fat, but that's not true at all. It's actually going to help regulate hormone systems
It'll help regulate blood sugar and actually help you drop the body fat and the belly fat like you're talking about that you're concerned about. But eating is really important. It's so important, so critical, and I think it's one of the biggest steps that anyone can take. Thyroid, they check growth hormone. I mean, there's so many different variables in your health that needs to be evaluated. So having someone that can check that. But as far as the supplements go, a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break down your food, cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D. You can also do just a regular DHA oil or a good omega-3 oil. Those are fine. And then, of course, at the end of the day, the big one, probiotics. Probiotics are good for the gut. They put the good bacteria back in. They're good for the immune system. And new studies have come out where they've shown how good they are for healthy brain function. Believe it or not, there's a strong gut-brain connection. And within that, probiotics fill that void and fill that need to make sure we get the right kind of bacteria back in. So that's what we call the foundational four. Whole food, multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. All right. Now, exercise is a big important too. And no matter how much weight you need to lose, whether it's 15 pounds or 100 pounds, your exercise program, I think the mental part of it is bigger than anything, because even if you just get to a gym or go outside and walk, ride a bike or whatever it is, just getting the body moving on a regular basis, you'd be amazed at how much that will make a difference in your weight and how much it'll make a difference in your overall health. And with circulation being an issue, that's a main concern. And so even walking for you would be a big, big deal. A lot of research says that people that struggle with heart conditions and also that have, or potential heart conditions, and also have issues with edema and swelling benefit from exercise. Mini trampolines called rebounding. Really, really good. Great research on that as well. It's weight-bearing, but it's not. It's very easing on the joints because of the way the little trampoline is set up, and that might be something you want to do some research on as far as exercise goes to give you some options. There's a rebounder that has a stabilization bar, and it costs about $100 at urbanrebounder.com. I'm a big fan of that company. The products are very good. I know the owner, and it's just a good company. The equipment will last you. And if it doesn't, if anything breaks, they're real good about repairing it. So anyway, urbanrebounder.com for that. But the rebounders are great. They're great for blood pressure. They're great for swelling and edema. Just be careful. Make sure your doc knows that you're doing that. So keep them abreast of everything going on. And then also water intake. That's a big one. And I think that dehydration is something that so many people struggle with. And it's something that's overlooked, but yet it's something that's critical for our health. It's really important, not just for overall health, but also for burning body fat. Our body has a real interesting mechanism to it, and if we don't have enough water and we actually get dehydrated, then our body will start shutting down from a fat-burning perspective. But as we get our water intake up, say, for example, half your body weight in ounces, so if you weigh 250 pounds, 125 ounces of water every day, now that sounds like a lot. It is. But if your body mass is that big, then you can handle it. You feel like you're going to be swimming. Well, you might feel like it, but it's actually going to be healthy. You actually get rid of the water weight. And funny enough, what they have you on right now are water pills. Why? Because you've got swelling and edema going on in the legs. Probably a lot of dehydration goes along with that. And you have to be careful. Here's the deal. A lot of times when you have swelling, there can be potential issues with the kidneys. So when you drink a lot of fluids, you got to be real careful with the kidneys. That's not really advised. So I don't know all the details. Ask your doctor about that. Make sure the creatinine levels in your blood work are okay and that they will be okay with you increasing fluids, because at the end of the day, there's some lab tests that you need to verify on that before you can jump in and start drinking all kinds of water. But at the end of the day, typically for the average person where their kidneys are healthy and function, that is a good method for optimal health. And then, of course, rest is a big one. Making sure that you rest, going to bed before midnight, of course, is important. Every minute of sleep you get before midnight is worth about 4 minutes after, and it helps reset the body with hormones and overall function as well. So that and having a good primary care physician, those are the seven keys related to optimal health. Thanks for the call. Keep me posted on how things go. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation.
Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about you. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Quote for the day comes from Oprah Winfrey. Good old Oprah. What I know for sure is that what you give comes back to you. Very true. We reap what we sow. What you give will always come back. Question is, what are you giving today? What are you giving to others? What kind of value are you bringing to others? You know, that matters. Whether it's your family members, whether it's your own health in your own body, what kind of value are you putting out? Are you making good choices? Because the choices that you make every single day are going to determine so much about your health and your life. And the question is, what kind of choices are you making for your overall health? That's going to determine everything. Irene in Detroit, Michigan writes, all my life I've had flaky skin, and the condition is worse on my arms and hair. As I get older, it's not getting any better. Is there anything I can do to help this, or is it just something I need to accept I will always have? Not really. Irene, when it comes to skin conditions, they are always an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. And a lot of us get so wrapped up in flaky skin, we start throwing the lotions and the potions all over the place, thinking that that's going to make it better. A lot of times it doesn't. A lot of times with flaky skin, it is a deficiency of some kind. Either the body has a food allergy going on in the digestive tract, or it typically can come from an omega-3 deficiency. We're all very deficient in omega-3s. We don't get enough of them, and no, a couple of pieces of fish a week is not enough. It's definitely when you need to come in and start using fish oil on a regular basis. That's why a lot of doctors are recommending that to their patients now, because of the research behind it, not only for heart disease, but also just for over general health, good for hormones, good for the immune system, and skin, hair, and nails. Skin being one of the big ones, and getting plenty of the omega-3 fish oil version, however you're going to get that from, you know, whether it's your diet, or do you actually get the fish oil in a oil form, however you want to do that, it's definitely recommended to do that on a regular basis as far as a supplemental form. So something to consider, and that will help out flaky skin tremendously. I mean, a lot of times, believe it or not, it can play a big role. And kids especially will see that often. But adults, as we get older, stress and the demands on our body, we can end up losing a lot of our collagen and the elastin within the skin. And it's important to make sure we have plenty of the omega-3 fats. And also vitamin C can play a big role for healthy skin, something to consider. We get that in some of our fruits and vegetables, but a lot of times due to over-demands and stressors in the body, extended amounts of vitamin C can be very, very beneficial. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Kids who live with smokers miss more school. This was on MSNBC, but the children, they say, whose parents smoke tend to miss more school than their classmates with non-smoking parents. So come on, parents, it's time to step up, be the leaders in the home. Possibly they're saying because of the higher risk and rate of respiratory infections, a new study suggests. Researchers found that among nearly 3,000 families in a national survey, children who live with smokers missed an extra day out of the school year on average. They also tended to have more ear infections and chest colds than their peers, and it seemed to partly explain the link between household smoking and missed school days. The findings reported in the Journal of Pediatrics do not prove that parent smoking itself leads to more absenteeism, but they offer parents more incentive to quit the habit. According to Dr. Douglas Levy and colleagues at Massachusetts General Hospital, the health experts already recommend that kids be shielded from secondhand smoke. And it's one of the big causes of severe asthma in kids, pneumonia, and SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome. You know, I'm a big advocate of not smoking. I think like any doctor, but just myself, it really doesn't bring anything to your life. It's kind of like there's really no health benefit from it at all. And I know I grew up in a home where the parents smoked. And, you know, of course it was the thing to do. And I'm not knocking them. But I had a lot of chest colds when I was a kid. Walking pneumonia, they called it. And just a lot of bronchitis. Bronchitis was like something I had all the time. And I wasn't really a sick kid. Ate pretty healthy.
But it was because of the secondhand smoke, and I'm just grateful that my parents quit, at, you know, as a semi-early age. And then, believe it or not, I can remember. I mean, I didn't know anything about health then, but if I look back, I can remember how, you know, I was sick during the days when they smoked, and then when they quit, you know, my lungs miraculously, like it's almost like that. I remember them saying, "Well, you know, Asa just doesn't get sick anymore. Like he doesn't get the bronchitis and all that." I'm thinking, now looking back, it was because my parents quit smoking. And being around that kind of environment, you know, there's what's called third-hand smoke, too, parents. And I'm kind of talking to you right now because it's really important. Like, if you smoke, it's a horrible habit. You know it is. But for whatever reason, you still do it. And when you've got kids involved, you can go outside and smoke. Like, you may have the whole adage, "Well, Dr. Asa, I know, I don't smoke inside the house." Okay. When you go outside and smoke, just know there's what's called third-hand smoke. And they're saying now that third-hand smoke gets in our hair and on our clothes. So let's go, say you smoke outside and then you come in and you hold your little baby all day, right? So your little baby is hugging on you and you're always carrying your little baby. And the baby's smelling your clothes and facing the hair and all that. They're saying third-hand smoke can be potentially more dangerous than second-hand smoke. So think about that. You've got a responsibility to be a leader in your home and your family. So to smoke is to pick one of the toughest habits for our health. And kicking that habit may be tough. And I understand that. I get that. There are ways to quit. There's ways to quit naturally. And you can really be a champion and come out the other side. But think about it. Remember, health is your greatest wealth. And the choices we make today not just are important for us, but for all those around us to be responsible for their health as well. Be selfless with your health and not selfish. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, "Honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head." And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.